Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
The Lord's blessings to everyone in Christ Jesus. Thanks for being with us today as we enjoy the beautiful weather that the Lord sends our way. And I heard a big rain also just the other day. I wasn't here for that, so I did see pictures of it though, and it looked remarkable. But these are all blessings from heaven. The Lord provides all that we need each and every day. We're thankful for it. He also provides in our lives what we need. In his word and in his sacrament that carries us through whatever situations may come about in our daily lives. The Lord is our strength and our shield, a very present help in times of trouble. And he is, as the scriptures call him, our fortress. So we cling to him this morning as we receive his gifts, both in word and sacrament, and as we offer him our gifts and our praise and prayers as well. We thank you for joining us today. We thank those who are tuned in on the radio this morning, and we wish you the Lord's blessings as well as you worship with us over the FM dial. Our opening hymn for this morning is hymn number 704, and Renew Me, O Eternal Light. And we do ask the congregation to please stand if you're able on the last verse of the hymn this morning. So let's sing together joyfully to the Lord, hymn 704, Renew Me, O Eternal Light. name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We continue with our Alleluia verse from 2 Peter 3. Alleluia, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Alleluia. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading for today comes from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. In the 17th chapter, here as the Lord teaches us much about how he's working in the world as opposed to how the world thinks things go. We begin in verse 22 of Ezekiel 17. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and will set it out. I will break off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel will I plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. In the shade of its branches, birds of every sort will nest. And all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree and make high the low tree, dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul writes to the church by the Holy Spirit saying, "We know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again by giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who might live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to stand now, if you're able, for our Alleluia verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Would you join us in singing our sermon hymn for this morning, hymn 577, Almighty God, Your Word is Cast. Let's sing 577. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. What do you see as strength? I want to talk to you about strength this morning. What do you see as strength? Or what do you picture when someone is strong? For most today, and it is quite sad, we picture some version of self-sufficiency. A person who can protect themselves, right? The tough guy with the big muscles that you don't want to mess with. That's one definition of strength. A person who doesn't need anyone's help to do anything. They're self-sufficient. That's another definition of strength. Or a person who can deal with their own issues, that doesn't have to go asking for help. They can handle their own garbage, so to speak. I don't know if you handle the garbage at your home or if someone else does. People who need help in our world today are seen. And this causes lots of problems for folks. People, hey, we all get older. We age. And the more we age, the more we see how much help we might actually need in this life. There's no reason for that to cause us some sort of devaluing of ourselves. That's not right. In fact, what if I told you this morning that the way that we might look at strength, that God sees it exactly the opposite? God doesn't look down from heaven and see any of us as strong. Self-sufficiency from God's perspective is nothing more than a bunch of egotistical lies. No one can claim self-sufficiency, and I mean no one. Not in any area of life. It's a pride killer. It might hurt a little when we hear these things, but it's true. It drives me to this text from Revelation chapter 3, which seems to make the point just quite profoundly. For you say, I am rich, I've prospered, and I need nothing, or I'm self-sufficient. Not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked, he throws in at the end. We all stand in need all the time, constantly in need. Did you hear in the gospel reading this morning, it was, they plant the seed and it grows, but we know not how. We know not how. It's God's care. It's His provision. Amazing fact, I think most people know this, but our food source on planet Earth greatly depends on one tiny little insect. The bee. The bee really matters a lot. If all the bees were to go away, for some reason, and pollination of these plants were to cease, we would all starve to death. It's true. Or, like we mentioned at the beginning of the service, rain. Rain's a really big deal. And I don't know about you, but I can't make it rain. If you can, let's talk after church, because I would love to get some insight onto that. But when it rains, it's a huge blessing. Without that, you know, we're done. It's game over. These are simple things, and like as I was writing and thinking about this and praying through it, I was thinking, these are simple things, but quite profound. How about the sunshine? I don't know about any of you, but I can't make the thing come up and shine. There's a lot of mornings I don't really want it to come up yet. But it does, and it shines. And without it, nothing else would matter. The point's obvious. Self-sufficient. It's laughable. It's absolutely ridiculous. It couldn't be farther from the truth. Why do we think it? Why does it motivate us? Fact is, we think backwards. Sin has caused us to think backwards about strength. It's caused us to be proud, pompous, and at times, unthankful. We appreciate very little from God, and we're constantly asking for more, more, more. Think back on your last three prayers, if you can remember them. What did they sound like? I gotta be honest, my last three prayers were requests. Asking for more, asking for this, asking for that. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing this morning, because it's not. But I am saying, we appreciate very little. Because there's a problem with being loved and cared for. I mean, only sin could do this, right? Only sin could screw things up this badly. That when God loves and cares for us, and we receive His blessings, that we get what? Spoiled? We take Him for granted? It's true. Sin has ruined us. It's hard to hold on to the perspective of appreciation towards our God, towards the one who makes the rain fall, the one who makes the sunshine, the one that keeps all those little bitty billions of bees flying around, pollinating all those plants, so we can have lunch. It's hard to hold on to that appreciation. It slips right through our fingers often. And why does it slip through our fingers? Because sin has us thinking backwards about strength as self-sufficiency. God doesn't see it that way. He sees strength, get this, as neediness. Did you copy that? He sees strength as neediness. And in true heartfelt thanksgiving and praise, that's where he sees strength, which is so weird. It's so opposite for our mind. Think about the Beatitudes for a second. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. See, it's the needy ones that God says are actually blessed. Not the self-sufficient ones. Ask yourself this question. Who's stronger? The one who thinks they need no one, including God? Or the one who can appreciate him? Who's stronger? God's thinking about this strength is revealed in the reading this morning. Did you hear from Ezekiel that it's the little sprig? Did you hear that in the Old Testament reading? This little sprig, the most dependent and needy part of the whole tree, is a little sprig that he takes from the top. And then it's the smallest seed. A seed so small, the mustard seed, that you couldn't barely see it on the ground. And yet that seed, that sprig, is what's going to grow up and become something great, something wonderful, something that the birds, analogous to us, can find refuge in and build nests in the shade. It's backwards. Scripture says God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Sin always has us trying to prove something, trying to succeed. But if you stop and ask yourself why, do I always try to prove this or succeed? It's so we can live in our pride. It's our old nature busting at the seams. But God wants us humble. And he wants us needing him all the time, because that's how it actually is, friends. No matter what fantasies might be going on in our hearts and minds, the reality of life is a dependent, needy situation. Amazing thing, this is true strength. So backwards. So who do you picture when you think of strength? We should see our Lord Jesus, right? Dying for us, for our forgiveness, providing for us our eternal life, our status as children with God, those who are uncondemned now because of what he did for us. We should think of someone who gives themselves up for others, someone who loves God and loves neighbor, strong. If you want to know true strength, there's a symbol of it right behind me on the wall. That's strength, friends. Self-sufficiency? Jesus himself says, I only do what I see my Father doing. I do nothing on my own, he says in John's Gospel. That's the symbol of strength. True strength according to the scriptures, according to God, is the willingness to set oneself aside. And as Jesus will tell us, to die to ourselves and pick up our cross and follow him. The strongest one who ever lived. To pick up our cross. Think of the night before Jesus' crucifixion when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he realized what he had to do for us. He showed his strength in these words. Listen carefully. Not my will be done, but thy will be done, he says to the Father. Dependence on God, that's true, absolute, empirical strength. It's echoed in the words spoken by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, just three chapters before our reading this morning. He says to Paul, he says, my strength is made perfect through what? Weakness. Through weakness. It's backwards from the way we think about it. We think victory comes through shows of worldly power and self-sufficiency, but Jesus overcame by loving, by giving up himself and what he wanted, and by serving to the point of what looked like, friends, defeat. It looked like total defeat. But God is faithful that they could take our Lord and they could pound his body to a tree and kill him in cold blood, and they still couldn't beat him. They still couldn't win with all their strength. Ha! With all their self-sufficiency, give me a break. No, it's not strength at all. This is how God flips it over on us and helps us see from a different perspective, helps us see from a perspective of faith as Christians like we are. Are you burdened this morning? Weighed down by your cares? Tired of serving others? Saying, when is it my turn to get what I want out of this life? There's no strength in that, friends. The strangest thing about this, so weird the way this works, but that trying to be strong according to our own definition of it, actually makes us weaker. It actually burdens us. It sends us on a wild goose chase after something fleeting, something impossible to actually ever attain. Why? We're seeking strength according to our understanding of what strength is, not according to what God tells us it is. And that thing that we think is strength is not strength. Love is strong, the strongest. To get to witness that, when you get to witness that, whether it's in your homes, whether it's in your church, whether it's in wherever you are, when you see love, you know it's strong. You know it's powerful. You know that nothing can stop it. Thus saith the Lord God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul says himself in 1 Corinthians, the greatest of these is love. This is one powerful thing. Service to others in love. Denial of self. Picking up our cross, just like Jesus says, and following him. If we endeavor to our own definition of strength, what we end up with is despair and weakness. That's the recipe. That's the soup. And then we find ourselves confused about it, right? Because we really did think at the end of this self-sufficient journey, there was going to be a whole lot of awesome stuff at the end. I'm going to feel great. Weak. Despair. I thought I was getting what I want, but then when I did, it didn't satisfy. Friends, it's the devil's smoke and mirrors. Literally, it's that old game of bait and switch. He's still playing that game with us. So what does strength look like to you? God tells us it's the cross of Jesus, his love and his strength that shows it. It's giving up what we want and who we want or think we ought to be for the sake of others. That cross that he says, pick it up and follow me. Chasing this reality. Now, I want to talk about this for just a minute and then I'm done. Chasing this reality of loving service to others with as much passion and as much energy and as much heart and as much strength and soul as we would go off chasing our own selfish ideas, our own ideas of self-sufficiency, our own kingdom building where we're going to build ourselves into this person or that person. Chasing the idea of loving service like our Lord with everything that we have. What do we find? That his burden is easy and his yoke is light, and with him we will find rest for our souls. This is what he taught. This is what God says. That anyone who comes to me, I will in no likewise cast out. We take his yoke upon us, like he says, and learn from him about exactly what we're talking about this morning. Search the scriptures. See what they say about this, even on your own. Dig into it and learn from Jesus about this thing. The one who hung on the cross. And we will, as the scripture tells us, we will not be put to shame. No, he didn't suffer his servants to see Sheol. He was not put to shame, was resurrected in power and glory on the first Easter. What will we find? But that what the world calls weakness, God has turned over on its head and calls strength. We'll find that life can be filled with joy when we're not just focused on ourselves. That when God tells us to think of others, to set our minds on the things of heaven and not of earth in Colossians, that what he's actually giving us and telling us that is the blessing that we need. He's releasing us. Just like he said in Isaiah, remember the text? That he comes to set the captives free? He's releasing us by this teaching of his from our own chains, friends. Because we've been chained to ourselves and to our self-image and to our self-sufficiency. And he's releasing us from those burdens. Because us trying to be what we are not, which is independent. We are dependent creatures on God, our Heavenly Father, and us trying to go down that road, that's our bondage. And it's what hurts the most. And how could we think in this world, in life, where our Heavenly Father is literally giving us sun and rain and bumblebees every day, and supporting us and providing for us the whole time, we've just been thinking backwards. Lord, forgive us as we pray for not seeing your constant provision and thinking that we're doing this life on our own. Be our Father and carry us forever, Lord. Through your forgiveness, it's through your forgiveness that we see that your strength is made perfect in weakness. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, we invite the congregation to please stand as we confess our faith together this morning to the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. We now come to the time in our service for our prayers of the church. Our response for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Most High God, we give thanks to you that you have planted your holy word among us. Give us healthy growth in our church, that she may weather the storm winds of this world, the evil teachings that it's propagating, and may remain steadfast in Christ, ever bearing the fruits of love and singing praises to your name. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, your Holy Spirit plants your word and causes it to sprout and grow as it pleases you. Lord, bless the preaching and teaching of your holy word, that your kingdom may be extended, and give us thankful hearts to marvel at your work. Remind us of our dependence and the joy and the strength that that is, because we're dependent on you, the most powerful, mighty and awesome God, and you're faithful to us. So we pray, send faithful laborers into your fields to scatter your seed here and abroad, that in due time a harvest may be reaped for your glory. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, you are the great I Am, Yahweh. What you have spoken, you will surely do. We beg you, for the sake of Christ and your many precious promises, to bless and defend our homes, to make the efforts of parents fruitful in the teaching of their children, and to preserve them in saving faith of Jesus, and guard them against the attacks and assaults of Satan. Lord, for he comes in so subversively, so quietly. Protect us, O Lord, we pray. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we are bold to ask for all things because you have given us your Spirit as a guarantee, and you have promised us your love and faithfulness and provision. Hear us as we intercede in Jesus' name for those in every need. We name before you this morning Sam Mestis, Tim Cody, Cy Cavaletto, Isabel Cody, Julie Knoll, Ricky Luco, the Misakami family, the family of William Tanner, Emily Johnson and her family, Sean Austin, Jim and Linda Holman, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Jury, Betty Gray, Sandy Santisteven, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Don Hermanson, and Lord, hear all those that we name on our hearts silently at this time. Mm-hmm. Lord, we also name before you Echo, Cheyenne, Cynthia, the family. Comfort them as well, we pray. Lord, in your mercy. God of all mercy, through the abundance of your steadfast love, you gather us into your house and to your supper. Give all who commune this day a holy reverence for you and faith in your promises that they would receive Christ's own body and blood for the forgiveness of their sins, not justifying them before you, not saying, I have a good reason to be this way. Lord, help us to repent, to see our wrongs, and to come before you with humble hearts. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, in your mercy. Oh God, we groan under many burdens in this earthly life and long to be clothed with our eternal life that you provide, which will swallow up all mortal sorrow. Give good courage to your servants, Lord, who walk by faith and not by sight. Those who mourn and those who suffer, give them the hope of the resurrection, and make it our aim here at Trinity to please you, to love you and our neighbors as ourselves while we're here in the body, until at last, on that final day, when we hear those beautiful words, well done, my good and faithful servant, and we're home with Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, from whom all fatherhood is named, we give you thanks for our earthly fathers. Lord, give them confidence in their station and zeal for the task to care for their families faithfully. Make them examples to their children of a godly life. And Lord, strengthen them to love and to serve and to love your word. Bless their work of bringing up children in the fear and instruction of the Lord with all our fathers to your eternal household. And Lord, bless those whose fathers are no longer living. But Lord, comfort them and encourage them with the sure and certain promise that you hold us all in your hands and that we'll be together again in Christ. It's through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. We come to the time in our service for our offering as the gifts are presented to the altar this morning. We sing together hymn 781, We Give Thee But Thine Own. Let's sing that hymn together. been joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning into our service and wish you the Lord's blessings in Christ as you go about your week this week. If you're gathered in the sanctuary, we invite you to turn over to page 9 in the bulletin and please stand if you're able for our service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant and becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and with archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Our Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
KSPK.